Hello, and welcome to the Erasmus Podcast. Nice to meet you all. Nice to meet you all. Erasmus Podcast. Hello. Erasmus Podcast.
Hello guys, and welcome to this podcast. This is a part of the Erasmus project, and right now we're in Corfu. So I'm going to start with introducing myself. My name is Miranda, I'm 18 years old and I'm from Sweden.
Hi, I'm Christina, I'm 16 years old and I'm from Greece.
Hey, I'm Sophia and I'm 15 years old and I'm from Greece.
Hello everybody, I'm Emily and I'm 16 years old and I'm from Germany.
So today we're going to talk about refugees, politics and much other things. And we have different questions to do this. So we're going to start with the first question. Do you have an immigrant background? What do you think, Sophia? Do you have an immigrant background?
I'm not sure, but I think no. Because my dad grew up in a city in Greece and he stayed there.
That's good. But I know, Christina, you and I have a little bit of the same thing going on.
I have an immigrant background because my dad is from Albania and my mom. So yeah, I have.
So you moved to Greece when you were little or
I was born here in Corfu. So only my parents are Albanian.
Yeah, and the same thing to me. My mom is from Sweden and my dad is from Albania. So they fell in love and they moved to Sweden. So I'm half Albanian.
And Emily? That's how it goes.
Yes, my whole family is from Poland, but I was born in Germany, next to the Dutch border. And we moved to Lemgo, next to Lemgo since, I think, 17 years or so. So, yes, we visit my family every year, and it's a nice experience.
Yeah, I understand that. So let's move on to the next question. Do you think that immigrants are well treated in your country? Emily, will you start?
What was the question?
Do you think that immigrants are well treated in your country? So how's immigration in Germany?
So it's difficult to answer because it's Germany is so a land who segregate the group of people. So there are people who respect the refugees and there are people who don't like them. So, but the government is for refugees. So they get help by us, from us, and yes.
Yeah, that's really good. How's it going in Greece? Because I know we talked about it earlier. Yeah?
Well, in Greece, they're not treated very well. They don't have the opportunity to get a job that another person who living in Greece can get.
So it's segregated as well.
Yeah.
In Sweden, I think we treat immigrants well, but I mean, they get a lot of help from the government and other thing, and but still, you know, there's racism everywhere, and also in the best of countries, there's always racism and everything. But I think in general, immigrants in Sweden are happy.
That's important.
Next question is, should immigrants have the same rights in your country that people who's already living there has?
Yes, of course, because refugees are pupils like we all, so everybody have the same rights, so I think.
Couldn't agree more. It's like,
yes,
it's such a thing that I think everyone is thinking, but not everyone is doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, how is in Greece?
I believe basically that everybody should have the same rights in every country because everyone is the same. We don't have any difference, only That's all. We don't have any differences between us.
We can do it like this. Cristina, what do you think in Greece? Is there any difference?
I think that no. Everyone is the same. We only have the difference that we live in a different place, or we are from a different place. And I think we have all the same rights. And we have to do the same things and treat, as the before question, we have to treat every person the same way because we are the same, that's why.
Yeah, of course. So we were talking earlier today about the difference between European immigrants and other immigrants that's not from Europe. And I think that's a thing that we notice like almost every day. People mm-hmm. who's coming from like different parts of the world, but no one is thinking of a European man or woman as a refugee. What do you think about it, Christina?
Here in Greece, the things are very different because we treat European immigrants better than the refugees because we think they are better. But this is a stereotype, yeah. I think.
I think that's very common in very many countries because yeah. I think it's the same thing in Sweden. Even if it's a society who's really, really even, it's also like, yeah, racism and everything. And it's like an immigrant from Europe has a little bit higher standard than someone
yeah,
else.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Emily, what do you have to say?
I think that everyone came to us who wants to start a new life. It's not important what's the history from the pupil or for the pupil. And I think it's not very a different. Wait. Yes, I think that everyone can come to us if they want to start a new life. So, this is my opinion.
Yeah, of course. So, stereotypes is something that is really common. Everyone has the stereotypes, and
not everyone,
but almost everyone.
Yeah,
it's like earlier today. It's much earlier today in this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But my friend, who's not with us right now. She's from Sweden, and she has blue eyes, and she has blonde hair. And Sophia just told me that, oh, does everybody in Sweden look like that? I thought that was really funny because...
It was, basically.
Yeah. Because it's such a common thing that, oh, Swedes, blue eyes and blonde hair, you eat meatballs and go to IKEA to shop furniture or something.
But no.
Yeah, of course. So, like, stereotypes... What do you think about stereotypes in the immigration perspective? In my school, there are many immigrants, and it's a common thing in Sweden because we have a lot of immigrants. And I think that they often get like bound to criminality and things like that. Is it like that in Germany or Greece? What do you think?
I think that in Greece, everybody has a stereotype because the thing that not everyone is the same because I have no idea why, but yeah, we have a lot of stereotypes. That's very bad because everyone should be treated the way they are and not be judged by others because everybody does mistakes, so... You're judging something that you are not. But in the other situation, that would be you, so.
Yeah. And I mean, like, in Sweden, if, like, a Swede will do something, I mean, there's very many people that's watching, like, between their fingers for it because, oh, no, it's okay. She's never done that before. But if someone else does that, who's not having that right background or right ethnicity or something, there's always like much harder punishment for the person. And I think that really needs to change, and not just in Sweden, just anywhere in the world.
Yes. That's the same like in Germany. So if a German person do something bad, something what's not good, so rob a bank or something, they don't send it out in the radio or in the TV. But if this to a refugee, they do that. So I think it's dumb to do that, because everyone is a human and we should respect everyone the same. And yes, that's my opinion. And I think it's very dumb that the German people do that. And so
I totally agree. Okay, so that was our thoughts for today. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and bye-bye.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.